Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Got to take a few text messages and catch you up on things. I will also tell you this. President Trump just finished up another day of trial in New York City, and he is currently... He's currently out meeting with New York firefighters and New York police officers. He's literally right now touring through a fire department, just shaking hands with the guys that run the trucks and the squads. I mean, he's just it's awesome. He's driving them crazy, the liberals right now, because it's like they try to beat him up all day, and then he just gets up and goes out and campaigns, and people love him more because of it. They don't know what to do with him. All right, listen, I'm going to switch gears on you right now. We just spent the better, you know, half of the show doing the campus mayhem, but let's talk about some other things that are happening in the world. Like, did you know that the Biden administration appears intent, if you will, upon importing crime and poverty? What am I talking about? Take a look at the southern border. Take a look at the southern border right now. Millions, depending upon the estimates, some would say 10 million plus, have been able to stream across the border unfettered since Biden took office. Like literally, without any fear or compunction, they just flood our border, and then when they do, they begin straining the systems. They begin putting strains upon law enforcement. They wind up creating issues for people that are virtually homeless. They don't come here with jobs. They don't come here with some of them don't come here with commonality on the language or the values. And they just stream across the border. Now, listen, I'm going to go ahead and say what I've said multiple times on this show. I have naturalized citizens in my family. I love the immigration process. I love the fact that we are the nation where the Statue of Liberty stands as a testament to bringing us, you know, your poor and oppressed from around the world. I get it. We are a nation of immigrants. This is not that. This is not Ellis Island. People who came to the United States and, you know, transmitted through Ellis Island and filled out the paperwork and took the test and were proud to be Americans and assimilated into society. Did they have little enclaves where you might have like Little Italy and Chinatown? Sure. But you know what? For the most part, they were also Americans. We are not seeing that right now. We are not. We are watching the Biden administration literally import crime and poverty, because the more these people stream across the border and we have to give them what they didn't pay for, it creates strains upon our finances, strains upon our systems. We have whole sections of the medical community in Texas, in Arizona, California, New Mexico, which are being strained to their limits because they cannot provide essential services and emergency services. We've got law enforcement beyond its capacities. We've got landowners who are scared to ranch and farm on their own land near the border. And it's just not right. And then you have this. Story, I'm going to pull this one. I'll tell you what, I've got one from Town Hall, one from Fox. I'll do the Fox story first. Biden administration condemned for considering plans to accept Palestinian refugees. What? Yes. Ask yourself this. If the Palestinians need to exit their own territory during the time of war, and I get it, maybe they're escaping the fight. I get it. That's been throughout history. You've seen mass migration of the innocents of the war zone trying to, you know, take refuge elsewhere. You don't see them put on planes and flown across the earth. You don't. You see them like walk next door. Ask yourself this. If the borders of Gaza are at Israel, yes, and Jordan and Egypt, then why aren't Jordan and Egypt doing something? And yet they're not. In fact, they're refusing to. In fact, they've made it very clear. They're not gonna. And don't even ask. In fact, where's that comment I've got from King Abdullah, I believe? He said, know, where'd it go? Here it is. This one from the AP. The AP, Jordan's King Abdullah, gave a similar message saying no refugees in Jordan, no refugees in Egypt. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said an attempt to push the civilian inhabitants to migrate to Egypt could wreck the peace of the region. They're saying no, we don't want them. So Biden's going to load them up and bring them here? Is he aware of the level of discontent we're seeing on college campuses right now? What will happen if he imports thousands of them here? I say thousands. How many? I don't know how many he would import. And by the way, when they get here, what are they bringing to the table? Are we bringing in people who have a love for country, a desire to assimilate into the system, who have a desire to raise up the community that they get into, who bring in some job skill, and oh, by the way, can even speak the language? When you simply just import them that way, you are importing crime and poverty. Not all of them are criminals. I didn't say that. But you are importing people who are already under duress and expecting them to just be happy on day one. It's not going to work out like that. So story here on Fox says commentators criticize the Biden administration for considering plans to accept Palestinian refugees from Gaza. Senior officials across several federal U.S. agencies have discussed in recent weeks the details of accepting Palestinians from Gaza who have immediate family members who are American citizens or permanent U.S. residents. In other words, they're going to try and start off with having a tie to the U.S. But then you read down further and you realize one proposal actually recommends giving Palestinians refugee status. Oh, there's that. Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, said just flat out no. Newsbusters managing editor Curtis Houck wrote, horrifying, we are a nation committing suicide. Daily Wire's Megan Basham wrote, how about accepting the Christian refugees too, and that's it. You got Blaze commentator Aaron McIntyre who wrote, we are ruled by malicious traitors. You got British conservative leader Nigel Farage who just called on the UK to not follow Biden's lead. Don't do this. And then you got Senate Republicans in their social media account put out, the open border isn't enough. Now Biden wants to import people who support the murder and rape of Israelis. That's exactly right. You want to import people who have anti-American sentiments, who are already at war with one of our chief allies, and bring them here and expect it just to be great. We'll come here, and once they see what it's like to be able to get pizza on a Friday night, it'll be awesome. Once they get here, they see Walmart. Don't worry, they'll quickly become part of the system. I doubt it. I doubt it very much. When you do this, you have to wonder, what's up with Egypt and Jordan? Well, Egypt and Jordan don't want them. Now, this piece I've got from the AP is kind of glossy. It moves right past the reasons why Egypt and Jordan really don't want them. It tries to make it out to be Egypt and Jordan just don't want the hassle of watching Israel try to dump other Arabs out of their own borders. That's not it at all. Not at all. How many people out there are aware that Palestinians, as large-scale refugees, tried to actually overthrow the Kingdom of Jordan? They did. They assassinated the crown prince, and they were then expelled from the country, never to be allowed to return. There was actually a war, a civil war going on in Jordan with Palestinians, and they had to basically fight their way through to victory and then expel them from the country, never allowing them to return. Egypt, much the same. Egypt had internal fighting. Egypt had bombings. Egypt had civil discord, and they don't want them back. Egypt has put up a wall, you guys. Oh, wait, I thought walls didn't work. Yes, they do, apparently, because Egypt has one. They've got a wall between themselves and Gaza. And that border is closed, and they will not allow them through. And yet Biden is talking about putting them on a plane and bringing them here by the score. Just, you know what? Hey, why not? I mean, let's just go ahead and say, hey, Israel, we know you're fighting with them. We know they raped and pillaged and killed babies and did all the things they did on October 7th. But we think it's important just to all those people who stood on the sidelines and cheered in the street. And when they hauled the dead bodies through in the backs of the trucks and they stopped to show them off like trophies, and the people in the street you know, cheered and laughed and carried on and reached out and hit the bodies with sticks. Yeah, those people, we're going to bring them over here. It's going to be great. We're going to give them lots of federal dollars and free housing and an Obama phone. We'll probably cover them with, you know, free health care. And we'll even pay off their student loans if they want to go to school. It'll be great. And Americans won't care because we're a benevolent and loving society. Well, yes, we are. But you know what? We have limits. And this is one of them. I don't think this is going to fly. And I don't think he can get it going before he, you know, sees the election. But I'm going to say right now, this just became a brand spanking new campaign commercial for President Trump. The very idea that the Biden administration is considering bringing Palestinians here en masse. And there are people in this nation, I understand, whose heritage comes from the Palestinian, you know, people. I get it. And they came here and they immigrated, or they came here and they went to school. I get it. Because not everybody in Palestine is a poor refugee. There are people of means and people without means, just like any other society. There's a lot of problems, and I get it. But the fact is, bringing them here en masse from a war zone where they already hate America is a recipe for disaster, and we shouldn't be doing it. All right, we'll take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll tell you a little more about that because, man, there's more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, so I'm talking about importing crime and poverty. And I just gave you guys sort of the lowdown a minute ago that the Biden administration apparently has been making plans for how they would import crime and poverty by bringing Palestinian refugees in from Gaza. Well, that just makes great sense. It's not like we're saying, hey, our good friends, England, you guys are under the gun right now, so we're going to let y'all come on over. We'll take care of you. No, we're talking about, hey, you people over there that hate us and you regularly protest in the streets and you house terrorists who, by the way, just ransacked our neighbors, your neighbors to the east, who happen to be our closest allies in the Middle East, we're going to bring you over. So here, let me tell you, I was talking about the fact that the Biden administration is going to do that, while at the same time, Egypt and Jordan and the other neighboring Arab states have no desire to take on Palestinian refugees. None. Like, they have openly said, ain't going to happen. Well, let me refer you to something that I think is one of the best exposés I have ever seen, and it's only 3.5 minutes long. There's a guy named Nick Freitas. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not. He's a former Green Beret. He's a conservative commentator. He's now actually serving in the Virginia House of Delegates. So he's like a state elected official like I was. He's a combat vet. And he puts out what I think they call it the why with Nick Freitas. He put out a video on his social media. In fact, I've got it up right now. If you use Twitter, X, you can just look up Nick Freitas, F-R-E-I-T-A-S. I just retweeted it on my own. You can find it on my page, by the way, at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N Phil Williams. And he spends about 3.5 minutes telling you why all the neighboring countries do not want Palestinians. And it's not because, well, we're just concerned about Israel trying to steal their land. That's not it at all. They tell you because everywhere they go, they have sowed discord and tried to overthrow their neighboring Arab nations. The PLO was an activist organization that even tried to destroy Kuwait, that even, you know, tried to destroy Jordan, tried to destroy Egypt. And you look at that and go, why would they want them back? So maybe they've learned their lesson, and yet Biden wants to bring them here. Par for the course, though, right? Anyway, Nick Freitas has this great video on it. It's right at 4 minutes long. Exactly 4 minutes-ish. So check it out. Educate yourself and be able to amaze your friends next time you're having that water cooler conversation. Just tell them, yeah, I was listening to Right Side Radio and he told me about this guy, Nick Freitas, and wow, now I know stuff. Yes, you do. All right, look at what else we got, though. Here we are looking at chaos on our campuses, right? The Biden administration virtually saying and doing nothing. And yet you've got, at the same time, here's a story from Daily Wire, April 30th. Just what is that? 3 days ago. On Monday, prosecutors in Arizona decided not to retry George Allen Kelly after his prosecution resulted in a hung jury. The fact that he had to be set on trial at all still boggles my mind, but you may recall this guy, George Allen Kelly. He's a, what, near 80-year-old rancher who was at home on his land and had constantly been seeing, you know, men with backpacks coming across the southern border onto his ranch. And he saw them in the distance, and he went outside. He said, I fired a couple of shots in the air to scare him away. Because they come to his house. They roust his cattle. They do things in his barn, you know, and it's just, and he's like, I'm just, anyway. A man was found dead on his property. He was accused of murder. He was standing trial. Here's a man who's been living in fear on his own land for the last several years. As his trial got underway, a guy who wrote this article actually was, I think, one of his defense attorneys. Said the defense was based on a pretty simple principle, which is that American citizens have a right to defend their property, their families, and themselves, and that's all we needed to know. Those men had no right to be on his property, and in this case, they didn't even have the right to be in the country, let alone his property. It's an egregious miscarriage of justice to prosecute a man for defending his property from illegal invaders, who are illegal two times over. The guy that was dead, it was not the first time he had been caught, sent back. Now he was there again, and he died for reasons we can't explain, but they accused George Allen Kelly. George Allen Kelly, though, finally went to trial. If at first they were holding him without bail, then we got bail, then it was too much. But I believe a GoFundMe brought him the necessary amount to be able to post bond. He was tried, and the jury was hung. They couldn't convict. They couldn't move forward. It wasn't going to happen. The prosecutors have decided now to let it go. But folks, that is an indication of what's happening on the southern border. As Biden imports crime and poverty, you're watching good people on their own land. You're watching good people in cities, even removed from the border. They're having their city services strained. Budgets are being cut for essential services while they upfund the idea of housing illegal homelessness. It's amazing to me. And yet Biden is literally bringing in a criminal slash poverty class. And all it's going to do is drag us down. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, taking some text message. When we get back, you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I tell you who else covers a lot of ground, too, by the way. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers like a lot of ground in North Alabama. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Adding more, I understand. But Southern Immediate Care is epic good at what they do. And what they do is provide medical service 7 days a week. 7 days a week. And for all ages. I like to say it's from pediatric up to geriatric. They'll see all of them 7 days a week. And folks, listen, this is who I use personally, and I mean that with all sincerity. I use them, in fact, I had to go a couple weeks ago. Southern Immediate Care is who I use personally, not because they advertise. They advertise because I was so pleased. I asked them if I could brag on them, and they said, you know what? Yeah. So here they are, one of the sponsors of the show. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care, you need medical attention even on a Saturday morning. You look them up, find the location nearest to you, head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. I got to tell you, I'm loving watching the screen right now. Trump cracks me up. He has walked out of trial and just gone down to a firefighters of New York's firehouse. And he's just, I mean, and they are loving it. They are loving it. They are eating it up. He brought them pizza, and he's just hanging out, walking around, shaking hands, telling them what great people they are and fine Americans. And I'm telling you, they should be worried because Trump is literally getting more campaign time in his hometown than he ever would have gotten otherwise because of this trial. So they thought, we'll get him sequestered in New York. He'll be off the campaign trail. How's that working out for you? Yesterday, they had a trial break, so he was in Wisconsin. Today, he's back campaigning with the firehouse guys. That's just cool. All right. Hey, listen, I got some text messages here. Let me get a few of these. Pam from Locust Fork says, Biden, the least of Biden's punishment should be impeachment for treason. I am not denying it. John N. We got all kinds of Johns. We have John. We have John M. We have John N. as in November. Says, Phil, regarding Biden's plan didn't work out for the Israelis when they allowed the Palestinians who were kicked out of Jordan to go to the West Bank and serve as the platform of the creation of the Black September terrorists we came to love so much. So bring them on, Brandon. Listen, you got the PLO, you got Black September, you got Hamas, and then neighboring states have Hezbollah, and you've got different factions within Hamas. I mean, and then when you bring them over, how do you vet them? I don't know. It's a mess, John N. Appreciate you. Jeff from Indiana texted in and said, just blow out a tire in Franklin, Tennessee, and going to be a late night. Brother, I am sorry.
It looks like he's happy that he blown a tire because he sent a happy face after that sentence. But then he said, it's going to be a late night.
Yeah,
it's a sad face.
I saw that. I'm pretty sure he's not happy. All right, man. Well, listen, Jeff from Indiana, be safe on the road. We love you. Blessings on him. Blessings on him, Lord. Tyler from Huntsville says, what happened to the asylum rule of you must go to the first available country? Yeah. How's that working out? Well, when the first available country is the one that picked you up in a plane and flew you there. Terry from Huntsville says, Biden admin is importing sperm, 16 to 30-year-old males. Come on, man. That's awful. Missy from Falkville says, your thoughts on Mark Robinson for VP, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina? I like Mark Robinson. No, I don't think he's ready for VP status yet. Let the man be governor, I'd say. Get some executive experience. He's been the lieutenant governor, but that's not truly an executive spot in terms of having to run the show. So I'd say let Mark Robinson run the show for a bit, see how he does. But I think the man's got a future, especially if he keeps speaking like he's been speaking. That guy's pretty awesome. Darlene from Gadsden. Hey, Darlene. She says, do you think DeSantis would take the vice president? I don't know. Darlene, I can't read his mind, but I'm thinking, here's my thinking. My speculations is, I think he would. And I say that not because he doesn't have a great gig right now being the governor of Florida, but I think he also realizes Trump might not even make it the full 4 years. But if he does, great. He's poised then and ready to go into the next 4 years. If he doesn't and somebody else is VP, that VP is going to wind up being the automatic heir apparent to the presidency, which doesn't mean they'll get it, but there it is. Glenn from Bluntsville. So bottom line is it's a cagey thing he's got to make a decision on if indeed it was ever even offered. Glenn from Bluntsville says Trey Gowdy. Oh, that would be interesting. I say Trey Gowdy for Attorney General. How about that? Robbie from Oneonta says Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I can see that, although I think she's actually really happy right now. I think she is enjoying life right now as the governor of Arkansas, and she's doing an amazing job at it. So I don't know, man. We'll wait and see. John from Elkmont says, yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. There's a second one. Grandma Wanda says, Grandma, what are you telling me here? Okay. I'm not sure what you're telling me, Grandma. She says, having lived in 10 decades. Oh, I see what she's saying. If I live 5 more years, I'll enter the 11th decade. People are always cannon fodder. Wow, Grandma, come on now. Don't be getting negative on me. Russell from Rural Route 1. The difference between us and Germany is they didn't have the Second Amendment. True that. John from Lexington, South Carolina says the problem with the courts and the prosecutors not prosecuting is it will breed vigilantism. And by the way, I do believe that's a concern. So what he's talking about there is looking back at all the issues with these campus protesters and others who are not being held to account. Some are even being let off the hook by liberal judges. I'm looking at it going, dang, sooner or later, Bubba's going to take matters into his own hands. And I'm afraid that will be sooner than later. So, yeah, it breeds vigilance. When you do not enforce the law, people will only be pushed so far before they will take matters into their own hands. So how about enforcing the law? That's why we have the law. That's why we are a nation of laws. That's why we have law enforcement officers, because providing that essential service, it's not just when it says, you know, to ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense. Those are not just national things against foreign countries. That's government here. Because I said this once before, and I'll say it again. When people at the state and local level are sworn into office, they are sworn in, even at the state and local level, to protect and defend the Constitution. In this case, it would be the state of Alabama and the United States of America. By having said that, you then fall prey to those things that those documents contain, which includes providing for the general welfare, ensuring domestic tranquility, establishing the common defense. And so when you say those things, understand at the state and local level, that means law enforcement. That means National Guard. If you don't do them, you are not upholding your oath. So yes, when the president swears on the Bible and says that, absolutely. He is generally speaking talking about protecting our borders, which the current president is failing at. But when your mayor says that, when your police chief says that, and they swear in, when your county commissioners say that, they are saying that if they have to, they will take measures that they are allowed to take at their level, which includes law enforcement and the enforcement of the laws and the prosecution of the laws. Every judge on every bench is sworn in using an oath similar to that. Every judge on every bench, from the lowest small claims court in the state to the highest state in the nation, they are sworn in saying something very similar. And if they won't prosecute the crime, they're violating their oath. Richard from Madison says, this is my first chance to text about your monologue earlier in the show. Okay, great. He said, I'd be ashamed if one of those spoiled, rotten little baby protesters was my child. They'd be some bottom swatting. Wow. He said, those frat boys, those are a great example that you don't have to take the oath to fight for your country. Yes, indeed. That was patriotism. Patriotism on display. Yeah, if you're not familiar, we're talking about the boys of Pi Kappa Phi at UNC Chapel Hill. In fact, I got to find, did I throw it away yet? Hang on a second. My monologue, where is it? There's a quote. So the boys of Pi Kappa Phi, I love this. They defended the flag on their campus for over an hour against protesters who had already taken it down once. And then they made sure it wasn't going to be taken down twice. It's great pictures. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to look them up. But somebody went out and established a GoFundMe account for them. That GoFundMe account is allegedly to be able to throw the boys of Pi Kappa Phi the biggest party they've ever had. In just 2 days, it has raised over $400,000. Here's what the GoFundMe site says. You ready for this? It says, quote, armored in vineyard vines in Patagonia and fueled by Zen and White Claws, these triumphant Bohemians protected Old Glory from the unwashed Marxist horde, laughing at their shrieks and wails and shielding the stars and stripes from Soviet missiles. Love that. Too good, too awesome. Wiley from Gunnersville says, these professionally managed protests are a trial run for the October surprise. Mark it down. I hope you're wrong, bro. Hope you're wrong. And then Steve from Owens Crossroads says, only two words necessary for the kids protesting, boot camp. If they can choose the branch, it would make them part of something worthwhile and teach them some life skills as well. I think they would crumble. I think they would crumble like a cookie. I think they would just be in the fetal position asking for somebody to please put vegan food in the chow hall. And could we have soy lattes at 9:30 a.m.? Terry from Huntsville says, I'm not what you're saying. You know what? I'm not sure what Terry from Huntsville's telling me. I see what he says. He's the one that had the thing about sperm. He says, no, my message wasn't horrible. The invasion is a second-generation problem to try and keep the USA. I get you, man. All right, we're taking a break right now. Last break of the day. We will come right back and put a lid on this one. I did not get to Adventures in Woke World. That just means you get to enjoy it tomorrow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower. Been a great show today. I'm expecting more of the same tomorrow. Already planning on having at least Stephanie Smith on the air with us from the Alabama Policy Institute tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Hey, look, I got to tell you, by the way, you guys have really been taking us to the next level. So we're doing more now. Right Side, I think you may have heard me say before, Right Side, we are a business unto ourselves. We're not just a show owned by a station. We're not at all. So we actually own all of our content, and we make a whole lot more than just what's on the radio. So the bread and butter is the radio. That's where you guys helped us forge the brand. But Right Side began doing even more than that. So 3 hours a day on the air, live, syndicated across northern Alabama and neighboring states. and then began writing an op-ed that is now published weekly all over the state in various news outlets. That happens. And then we started taking the show that was done every day live and podcasting it. You've been doing so Big Rig has been really taken that next level, cleaned it all up, makes it it's ad free, goes out in podcast form, and we just had the biggest month since you started doing that, right?
Over 7,000 downloads this month.
7,000 downloads. Yeah. That's our record, man.
It's good for us, yeah.
So where are we at? 200 and what odd thousand?
218,000.
Oh, we're going to hit 220 very soon.
Yep.
We're going to hit it in the next week or so. That's huge. So, yeah, we're looking at almost 220,000 downloads of the show podcast. And last week, we rolled out the brand new video podcast, and the newest episode of it came out yesterday. It's called The Right Philosophy. And it's on our website right now, rightsideradio.org. You can pick it up. And, you know, picture like when I do my monologues during the show, something similar but done in video format, and I'm doing it from my house. So anyway, y'all check it out. Apparently a bunch of folks already have, and we appreciate that very much. I got a few text messages. John from Huntsville got the grades in. Big Rig gets an A+ for his fantastic Turbo Thursday sound effect, even though it's not as good as the spectacular Taco Tuesday sound effect. Phil also gets an A+ for his fantastic performance. Lee gets an A++. Oh, now. And Butters is the winner with an A++. Wow. Congratulations. He said, also, I just want to say, I don't know how it's going to happen, but Nick Saban's going to somehow become our president, and I will demand a recount. He will not accept the outcome of the election if that happens. Speaking of which, I just looked up on the screen a minute ago, and CNN is already generating their storylines. Trump says he won't accept the election results. Shut up, people. It's ridiculous. Jeff from Athens texted in about the boys of Pi Kappa Phi. He says, Pi Kappa Phi is my old fraternity from UNA, and good for them. They'll probably party some, but our national philanthropy is called PUSH. It's a good cause. That's great, man. And I hope that the guys at Pi Kappa Phi, they all, you know, are able to do something for charity. Hope they do something for their frat house. Hope they do something for their campus. And I hope they also have an amazing time with John Rich coming down, who says he's gonna bring the party to them right there at their frat house. And then JT from Lacey Springs just texted in and says, during a recent medical visit, the doc and I usually chat for a minute. He stated that an associate traveled to Texas and crossed the border, who then met up with a group of 18. North they walked, crossing into the U.S., never seeing the first person to deter their trek. And the oddity was none were Hispanic. Yeah, I don't doubt it, man. It's an amazing thing. Well, several amazing things are happening, not the least of which is what we just talked about. And that JT Lacey Springs is a great way for me to wrap the show. So there's a lot to be said for the way the Biden administration is not handling things. But I would say they are handling things. What do you mean by that, Phil? What I mean by that is I long ago got to the point that I believe it's intentional. When Biden was first elected, he began to roll back, like on day one, executive orders, rolling back Trump policies related to the border. My first thought was, okay, difference in philosophy, difference in policy, difference in the way they do things. We'll get this worked out. More and more, though, as the mass migration began hitting our southern border, it occurred to me that, this is not the accidental trickle-down effects of bad policy. This is an intentional effort. Because if they didn't want it, they could have stopped it. If they didn't want it, at the very least, they could have brought it down to the levels it was before they got elected. But they've chosen not to. In fact, every single time that Texas, which is the only state with enough brass to do something, that Texas has taken efforts on its border to shut down mass migration, what has happened? The Biden administration has sued them to try and make them stop. At every turn, Texas has put up border walls. They've been sued. They've put up floating barriers in the Rio Grande. They've been sued. They've used the National Guard and all that to close down Eagle Pass. They've been sued. They've had any number of things happen that the Biden administration has fully and completely opposed. What you would think would be happening was the Biden administration going, oh, good. Thank you, Texas. Okay, good. We'll turn our attention over here to Arizona because we got to help them too. And we'll divert assets. Texas, you got this. We'll send you some money. You keep doing what you're doing. We'll go over here and do a little more work in Arizona. No, they don't do that. They actually cut down the wire. And you look at it and go, this is all intentional. And then you find that in the last few weeks, the people who cheer in the streets when 9/11 happened, the people who cheer in the streets when the mass murder of Israelis took place, when all that happens, the people in the streets of Gaza that Biden is talking about importing them here. Folks, what you're seeing is the importing of poverty and crime. Sure, there might be good people somewhere in the mix. I know there are. But majority of what he's doing here is importing a level of poverty and crime the likes of which we have never seen. And one commentator called it the suicide of a nation. Can't happen. Gotta stop it. November's coming. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow.